विहारी। गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजनाय। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजनाय। यमुना तीर मनाचारी यमुना यमुना तीर वनाचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय हो विष्णुपाद परम हंस परिवजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्रीमत इस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्री वासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा द्वारका धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय भागवत धर्म की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 11 टाइटल्ड स्वयंभुआ मनु एडवाइजेस ध्रुव महाराज text number 30. Tvam pratyakatmani tada bhagavati anante anandamatre upapanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidhaya paramam shanakai avidya grantim vivetsyasi mama aham iti parudam. Tvam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidaya paramam shanake ravidya grantim vivetsyasi mamaham iti parudam. Tvam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidaya paramam shanake ravidya grantim vivetsyasi mamaham iti parudam. Tvam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidaya paramam shanake ravidya krantim vivetsyasi mamaham iti prarudam. Grantim vivetsyasi mamaham iti prarudam. Tvam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidaya paramam shanakaira vidya grantim vivetsyasi mamaham iti prarudam. Tvam pratyagatmani tada bhagavatyananta ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidaya paramam shanakaira vidya grantim vibhetsyasi mamahamiti parudam. Mataji, tvam you pratyagatmani on to the super soul tada at that time bhagavati on to the supreme personality of Godhead anante who is unlimited ananda matre the reservoir of all pleasure upapanna possessed of samasta all shakto potencies bhaktim devotional service Vidhaya by rendering Paramam Supreme Shanakai very soon Avidya of illusion Grantim the knot Vivetsyasi you will undo Mama my Aham I Iti thus Prarudam, firmly fixed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus regaining your natural position and rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, who is the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure and who lives in all living entities as the Super Soul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and my. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj was already a liberated person because at the age of 5 years, he had seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even though liberated, he was for the time being afflicted by the illusion of Maya, thinking himself the brother of Uttama in the bodily concept of life. The whole material world is working on the basis of I and mine. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. By the gaze of Lord Krishna, the sages and Lord Manu reminded Dhruva Maharaj that he should not continue this material conception of I and mine. Simply by devotional service unto the Lord, his illusion could be eradicated without difficulty. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo nama namo maha vadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namine gauratise namaha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare 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 Krishna. So, seeking blessings from all devotees who are assembled here, especially devotees who have directly heard from Prabhupada. I don't know Mataji's name. Mata Vishwa. So, we also are blessed by presence of Mother Vishwadika Prabhu. So, today is we are discussing from this episode of Dhruva Maharaj. Every day we hear about and we recollect what must have happened till now. Today in this verse, Swayambhuva Manu, grandfather of Dhruva, he is counseling him. Counseling, not an ordinary person, he's a Siddha Purusha, but he also needs counseling. So here he says, thus regaining your natural position and rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, who is all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure and who lives in all living entities as a super soul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and my. So grandfather, of course, he was very proud of his grandson. He had such, what a reputation he had at the age of 5 years. And for the whole legacy, Swayambhuva Manu's, what a pride that, you know, my grandson, 5-year-old. But he was surprised, or you can say he was shocked that, why Dhruva, what happened to you? So in these verses, last few verses, he is trying to correct him. Now where did Dhruva go wrong? Dhruva was a perfect Kshatriya. So we all know that at the age of 5 years he had that Kshatriya spirit. So the same spirit, of course, he is here that he was as a king and also as a brother, was his responsibility. His brother was killed, and also as a king he had to protect. He has to protect the subjects. So what to speak about his own brother? So as a Kshatriya, it is very natural for you to become angry. So he became very angry. But then the consequence of anger, what it can drag you to. As Bhagavad Gita says that, you know, anger leads to what? And Dhruva was to some extent bewildered, confused, and he went into bodily concept, and in that concept he became beyond control. He went on killing the yakshas, even though there was only one yaksha. So in that state, Swayambhuva Manu is coming as a mediator. So see the importance of mediator, that in any relationship we need a mediation, especially when the relationship is going here, there. Just between two of them, you cannot resolve that relationship. So Guru is the one who actually is like a mediator for the Jiva and the Supreme Lord. He knows the Jiva and he knows the Lord, and he wants to re-establish the relationship. So as Bhagavad Gita says in this context about a Kshatriya, in the 18th chapter it is said, what is the quality of a Kshatriya? So in this verse I was trying to see what exactly instructions we can get from this episode, especially in this verse. One is what a Kshatriya spirit or quality is, and another is what is anger, and third is what is illusion, and how do we overcome illusion. So in the 18th chapter, this is a very nice verse about Kshatriya quality, which says, Samyam tejo dhritu dhaksham yuddhe chapya palayanam dhanam ishwara bhavascha kshatram karma swabhavajam. These are the qualities of a Kshatriya. And if you see, Dhruva had all these qualities. Shauryam means heroism. A person is so courageous, fearless, he accepts any challenge for the purpose of protecting others or preventing others getting hurt. So it is said heroism. Tejo means power. So Kshatriya also has a power. Power means he has the stamina. He has the strength. He can be taking great efforts. He can be traveling long distance. He has to be away. He has to be planning strategies, knowing where the enemies are attacking. Such tolerance power. Dhritir. Dhritir means perseverance or determination. Such big challenges he has to take. Maybe he has to build something. There will be a lot of obstacles, but with determination, perseverance, he will carry on. And Dhaksham means he is very expert. So in this process, there will be many obstacles coming. So he can't be just thinking in a very stereotyped manner. He has to, out of the box thinking, to resolve the problem. Not only he is expert in his martial skills, but also expert in dealing with situations and pushing ahead, carrying forward. Yuddhe chapya palayanam apalayanam. Of course, mainly he is for the war, he is always prepared. But not necessarily if there is a solution of peace, he will prefer that. We all know that many times we are asked that why this violence, Kurukshetra war and all. But we should not forget that the Lord tried his best to prevent the war. He was even willing for 5 villages. What a negotiation. Just 5 villages, and Duryodhana was so adamant, said no. So then there was no other way but he declared war. He said, now let us meet on the battlefield. So it's not that war is always the... So even a person like Bhima, when his brother always, you know, so he was going along with him. So if it is peace, fine. Otherwise he was so full of energy to go and, you know, fight. So a Kshatriya is both like that. It's not that always is looking out to fight. Dhanam, they are very generous, they are very charitable. Not only charitable to everyone, of course they are charitable to everyone. Now Ranti Dev was charitable to everyone, irrespective of what caste he belonged to. And King Shibi was even to some lower species of life. So besides just being charitable, the material aspect, they would also be very charitable to see the protect the Brahminical culture, so that these Brahmins will offer spiritual welfare to the common people. So this is how. But the most important thing is the word here Bhagavad Gita mentions is about Ishvara. Ishvara Bhavas. Ishvara Bhavas means, Ishvara means controller. Now same 16th chapter, Ishvara is related to demoniac quality. One who is always thinking about controlling others. But here it is said a Kshatriya is also, so controller is needed by nature. Like some people may be just, you know, they will say that, oh, you tell me whatever I want to do, I will just do that, enough. They can't extend more than that. But by nature, some of them, they are always looking out for some challenges, you know, to push something, you know, to initiate something and inspire something, to get it done. So that, for that, you need a leadership quality. So Kshatriya, he has that controllership. Now, whether the controllership is godly or ungodly will depend upon his intention. One sense, a leader always has that glamour and, you know, people see him respecting. So everyone would like to. Why not I be in that position? Just by your desire, you don't become a leader. You should have the capacity to be a leader. So in this context, today's verse, we can say that maybe, of course, this is Lord's Leela, Lord will engage the most surrendered soul in these type of activities to just glorify Him. But here in this verse, when he came to know that his brother has been killed, so he became angry. As a Kshatriya, he went alone. And he just blew the shank. The Himalayas where the Yakshas were there. And just he blew the shank to just to declare that I have arrived. And when the Yakshas, they attacked more than 120,000 people attacking one person. And he started fighting with them alone. And the Yakshas were bewildered. How can this person be fighting? So they thought that now the only way to defeat him is to confuse him. So they started creating their mystic power, so much tsunami-like waves. There were rain clouds, and in the rain clouds there were pus, there were blood, there are ferocious animals trying to attack him, coming in front of him. Dhruva was bewildered. So whoever you are, the material energy can bewilder you, confuse you, don't know what to do now. And who came that time? The sages came. Dhruva, don't worry. This is just an illusion. Just chant the name of God. And Dhruva did that. And the illusion went. And after the illusion, he, with his Narayan Astra, he started attacking. He went on killing. Went on killing. That is a time, Swayambhuvam. What are you doing? Enough. This is not what you are. You should be exemplary. You are a Siddha Purusha. You can't be behaving like this. And greatness of Dhruva was, he accepted that advice. Said, oh, okay, fine, you're right. Tell me what should I do. Stop it. Okay, I'll stop. What should I do? Should go to Kuvera and... So this is how Dhruva's greatness was here. So illusion is something which... is underestimated. We talk about it, Maya. He is in Maya. You are in Maya. But it is said that the illusory power is so vast and deep, it is like an ocean without any shore and no floor. How deep it can be. Huh? How can you fight against Maya? Maya is everywhere. So once I think Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, you don't become angry. So Prabhupada once said that, because I don't have lust. So the disciples were, well, what is our scope, you know? Huh? So Prabhupada saw that, oh, they are losing hope. So he said, it's not that I don't have lust, but I don't have any time for lust. So if you remain so busy, engaged, just to encourage them. Of course, Prabhupada also expressed that the one thing which concerns me most is my disciples are not fearful enough of Maya. That was his concern. And once Prabhupada was praying with tears in his eyes, disciples asked, Prabhupada, what are you praying? He said, I am praying to the Lord to please protect me from Maya. So every opportunity he had that he would try to bring out this seriousness of the illusory energy. So whoever you are, the power of illusion cannot be underestimated. Especially when you become angry, and this anger was because of the bodily concept. You know? We all identifying with the body. That's what is the root cause of. Actually, Bhagavad Gita is spoken to Arjuna too. Arjuna also felt that why should I get into these activities? Sinful activities, bondage. The whole Bhagavad Gita was to inspire Arjuna to, you can act and also you can be free of bondage. Everyone has to act. So in this case, if you see both Dhruva and Arjuna, both Arjuna wanted to go away from violence, and violence has a role. It's not that, one journalist went to one person who was a hardcore principled man, said, whatever happened in my life, I will never be violent. So this lady journalist, she went and asked him, what if someone is attacking your daughter, someone is making an attempt to maybe rape her, so what will you do? So he said, I would never be violent. So she said, you are the most violent person. So it is not that violence has. So what Dhruva was doing was one sense was right. So Arjuna in the beginning he said, I should not. But later he did it. So violence has a role. If it has to be for the purpose of the one who is controlling everything, that is the Lord, or for the protection of Dharma, violence has its role. Otherwise, any dharmic person, religious person, means that he should not be becoming angry. So once Prabhupada said, what is wrong in becoming angry? And Prabhupada had become angry. Bhagavad Gita itself says that if you have to speak someone too harshly, a teacher can speak to the disciple because the purpose is to correct. A mother to discipline her child, she can be angry. So the intention, the purpose is more important. Anger, yes, those who are very enlightened people, they can use their anger as they need. They use it as a tool when they want. So there's that famous story about Alexander, the king, the emperor, who went on conquering, and he reached India. And when he reached India, his army was very tired. They had no strength, so they could not go beyond. So they had to retreat. So Alexandra said that, anyway, I have heard in India there are many yogis. I would like to take one yogi back home to my hometown and show them what a yogi is. So he was very proud about, because he was Alexander. So he asked, inquired, yes, they said there is a yogi here. So he went to the, he told the yogi that, I want you to come with me, I am taking back to my country. So the yogi said, what's your problem? You know, I am here, you know, I am doing my meditation, I am chanting, I am peaceful, happy, and what will I do coming there? So Alexander thought maybe he didn't understand that who he is. So he became very angry. He said, do you know who I am? So this sage said, yes, I know you are. You know who I am? So he said, you are my servant's servant. So that made him so ferocious. First of all, only he's angry, he's refusing to come. And he's asking about his identity, he's saying, you are my servant's servant. So he's about to, he pulled out his sword and about to, you know. But he looked at his face, he saw some serenity in his face, that he was fearless. So it was a little curious, that means this person is something special. So he wanted to know, why did you say that? He composed himself, you know, becoming, at least here in this case, he could control his anger. Let me ask, even though he was the emperor, you know, he has conquered this, and this is a small sage, small time. So the sage said that, see, I have controlled my anger and you are being controlled by the anger. So anger is like my servant and you are anger servant. So you are my servant servant. So when Alexandra heard this, so he realized that what a yogi is. The yogi is the one who has controlled. He can use his anger whenever he wants. Switch on, switch off. He can use it as a tool. Not the anger which we experience in bodily concept, which completely overwhelms us and we don't know what we speak. Krodhat bhavati sammoha. And we end. What the sequence is. So you get bewildered, then you lose memory, then you lose your intelligence. When you lose your intelligence, you don't know what you're talking, whom you're talking, where you're situated. You lost everything and you commit some offense and you fall down into the material This is how the fall-down appears. So that sense, Swayambhu Manu is warning Dhruva that what are you up to? And so here he is saying that you fix your mind, turn towards the Supreme Lord, then you will overcome this concept about I and mine. Like in the previous verses, he is saying that anything you do, you should not be hurting others. But in this anger, you are only hurting others. He said, be tolerant, be friendly, be merciful, and be equal to everyone. These four things Swayambhu Muni is trying to tell him, that but by doing what you are doing now, you are hurting. So this is the nature of anger, and illusion is something which Krishna himself says in Gita, that Daivi esha gunamayi mama maya. Mama, he says, mama maya dhuratya. When Krishna says it is my energy, so we don't have to try to, what must be the strength of that energy, no? Daivi esha gunamayi mama maya dhuratya. Maya evam taranti te. Tvam prapadhyante maya evam taranti te. The one who surrenders, one who takes shelter of me, he can easily cross over this illusion. Just like that ocean, he said it's like a huge, big ocean, but that same ocean can become like a small puddle. So he can easily cross over just by following the instructions. Everything is coming from the Lord's energy. Maya dakshena prakriti suyatesa characharam etu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartati. The Lord says that everything is in my control. It's my power. I am the one who's creating. I am the one who's destroying. I am the one who's maintaining. So the same Lord, when he gives us some instruction, and if the instruction is followed, then it is easy to cross over. So that is what is illusion in this context, where Swayambhu Muni is telling him, then you will easily overcome. So by the grace of Lord Krishna, the sages and Lord Manu, they reminded Dhruva Maharaj that he should not continue his material conception of I and mine. Simply by devotional service unto the Lord, his illusion would be eradicated. So today also happens to be the disappearance day of Jayadeva Goswami. So we have some time. I will just read out and just few things what we can. So we, in our parampara, there are several Goswamis. Yesterday was the most prominent Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Today is the disappearance day of Jayadeva Goswami. Now there are most of the Goswamis, they have come after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and several of the Goswamis have appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this world. So one of them is Jayadeva Goswami. So few things about just for our purification and some meditation on Jayadeva Goswami. One of the famous things which we daily recite is, he is the one who compiled this Dashavatara Stotram. But he was a chief pandita in the court of King Sri Lakshman Sena. His father's name was Bhojadeva and his mother's name was Bhamadevi. He made his appearance at Kendu, Bilvagram, within the district of Barham. His wife's name was Padmavati. During the time that he was engaged as a chief pandita of Raja Lakshman Sena, he resided at Navadvip on the banks of Ganga. So also present with were three other panditas whose names he has mentioned in Sri Gita Govinda. Sri Umapatidar Acharya Sri Govardhan and Kavi Shamapati, who were his close friends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to especially relish hearing the Gita Govinda as well as the works of Chandidas, Vidyapati, Ramananda Rai, and the Krishna Karanamrita by Bilwa Mangal Thakur. Sri Gita Govinda is full of intimate pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Govinda and is therefore meant for those who have accumulated sufficient spiritual piety. Hearing. Balram Shakti Prabhu. So there is one, there is a very strange thing how he got married. I will not go into it, but how one person who had his daughter and the Lord said, you go and hand over your daughter to Jayadeva Goswami. And Jayadeva Goswami was a staunch brahmachari. He just left his daughter there and he said, what are you doing? This is between you and the Lord. I don't know. He left his daughter and went. And he married her and that she became Padmavati. So that is how he married her. He had no interest in marriage, but it's in his, of course, not ordinary grihastha life. In his, so he was one day, see, these exalted souls, they had direct access to Lord's pastimes. Just sitting at one place, they could visualize what is happening. Imagine sitting at one place and visualizing what is happening in the spiritual world. So Jayadeva Goswami was meditating and he could see what's happening and he saw that Radharani was very upset. Krishna left. So in that context, he wanted to write a verse. He didn't know what to write. He was meditating what to write. So he told his wife, he came out of his absorption, that I'm going for a bath and when I come back, you keep prasad ready. So when he came back after taking bath, he saw his wife was already having her meal. So he was shocked. My wife never does this because it's a culture, you know, traditional. The wife would take only after the husband eats. So he was shocked that. So she looked at him and she was shocked. You already had come from bath, you had your meal and you went to your room. So how come you came back again? So he was confused. I said, what is she talking about? So he went to his room. So when he went to his room, he saw that where he was struggling to write already beautiful letters, what he wanted to write is already been written. So when he saw that, he started screaming with joy and glorifying his wife. What a fortunate lady you are. How fortunate you are. I could not take darshan of the Lord, but he gave you darshan. So the Lord had come in disguise as Jayadeva Goswami and the wife, of course, she could not identify. So she served him. So he had his prasad. After that, she started eating. That time, the real Jayadeva Goswami came. So these are things which are very esoteric pastimes they used to write, you know. This is not meant for everyone. You should have the qualification. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during those days of his 18 years in seclusion in Gambira, he would relish Chandidas, Bilwa Mangal Thakur, and Jayadeva Goswami, Vidyapati. And they are all intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that bhava is to relish it. So these are all the acharyas in our parampara who were so self-realized, completely liberated from this material existence, but living here in this world. And we are very fortunate that they express what was there in their heart in the form of words, literature or bhajans. Many of the bhajans what we hear, these are all heartfelt things coming out. And it's available to everyone, those who have the faith. So this is Jayadeva Goswami's, today is his disappearance day. And so in this, today's Srimad Bhagavatam, one side we are talking about the bodily concept of life. So we get some idea about what is a journey like. What is illusion? how to overcome. So we are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has left behind a nice path for us. So those who follow, they have a direction, they have also the result of what to expect, a direct access. And who is a guru who, just like Swayambhuva Manu, how is he becoming a mediator? This is how a guru is giving opportunity to all of us in the form of instructions. So we follow his instructions. To that degree, we will overcome this illusion of me and mine. This bodily concept, Prabhupada gives one very nice story about how our activities can be the cause of bondage, and how what we have also we lose by foolishly acting without any proper, by getting deluded, you act and that becomes a cause of your bondage and you remain here in this. So one example for this is giving is about a dog. This is Prabhupada gives this. And the dogs, so one dog was very hungry. So it found a bone. And for us, bone is nothing. It is abominable. We'll throw it. We'll not even touch it. But for a dog, when it gets a bone, it becomes jubilant. So it got its bone. So it was so happy. I got my bone. And he was running with his bone between his jaws, you know, holding on. So he was so happy, so happy. I got, it's mine, it's mine. So while he was just going close to one, there was one pond. So while going, he saw the reflection. But because he was so bewildered, so he saw the reflection as one more dog. And the dog also had one more bone. So he thought, oh, this dog also has a bone. And me and mine. Why not me? So he tried, he made an attempt that I want that. And in that attempt, obviously he had to open his mouth and he, what he had, he lost that. So Prabhupada, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, that lust, anger and greed are the three gateways to hell. So these are all few things for us to contemplate. In this pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, even though he was a Siddha Purush, as a Kshatriya, the controllership, leadership qualities, which is very natural, but if it is not properly supervised, so in the Vaishnava Sangha, it is said that you should be always under someone. You should not be independently trying to serve. So when we are under someone, there is always a scope that someone can, like Swayambhuva Manu, someone can come, hey, what are you doing? You are going overboard. Control yourself. Otherwise, Dhruva was completely convinced of what he was doing as a Kshatriya, his anger, and he started. So Bhagavatam is giving us in this journey many warnings, or to become little, how we should be humble enough to take others' feedback. To receive feedback is not a very pleasant thing. No one likes to receive feedback, especially if it is not very nice. Especially it's about somebody is trying about, do you know that, you know? Really? No, I think you have got some wrong ideas. It's not like that. You start justifying. No. It's not like that. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Dev Goswami Difference Day ki Jai Bhagavat Puran ki Jai. So we have a few minutes, Prabhu. Anything you can, your comments and your something to add, your profound experience of devotional service, can you?
Well, Prabhu, your class was very good. Thank you very much. My experience of devotional service, my experience of anger is that you are right. it's everything that you say it is. Whenever we act out of anger, we always usually do something foolish, say something foolish. It reminds me actually of many years in New Vrindavan being ashram teacher. And I was ashram teacher for the youngest children. And sometimes they made me angry. They did some foolish thing and I could feel the anger often. But I quickly learned that if I wanted to correct the behavior that led to me being angry, then I couldn't act in the moment. I couldn't just get angry and chastise. If I did that, it didn't work. It just didn't work. But if I thought about it and thought what would be the appropriate thing to say, and then I acted as if I was angry later on at their behavior, then it would work because I wasn't really angry. I was just acting a little bit angry to impress a little bit of the seriousness of what they had done. So that was just very practical and, ordinary experience of how we need to control anger. And I've often noticed that someone who's very advanced in Krishna consciousness, even if they become angry, so-called angry, the effect is positive because their anger is not coming from lust. It's coming from a desire to serve and to help the conditioned soul. So we should definitely count to 60 before getting angry at least.
Anyone else want to say anything or any questions? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.